Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men. Tonight's a sermon for a graduate of high school, but I think everybody's going to be able to pull something from it and glean something from our passage. Many think that graduation is an end when really it's a beginning. Graduation from high school is a great accomplishment, and it doesn't happen by accident, especially in this day and age, when they said that over a quarter of America is dropping out of high school. Now, it used to be they dropped out in there was 40s and 50 dropouts, but that was normally to help the family on the farm. They don't drop out so that they can help their family earn a living. That does happen, but it's almost not even a measurable percent. Most of the time it's because they don't see the need for it. Graduation never says, I'm finished learning. You have not learned everything. One of the most valuable truths that you can learn is, I don't know everything. Graduation says, I've been given the tools to keep on learning. When you stop learning, I love that old saying, when you stop learning, you stop living. Graduation is not the end, it's the beginning of the rest of your life. When you graduate from college, it's called a commencement exercise. As they say, let the race commence. They're really saying you've ended this, but now everything is beginning. And that's for a graduation ceremony. I realize that's college, but Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I know this is the Sermon on the Mount, but there's so many practical truths in here. It seems like a great charge to someone who finished the biggest job in their life up to this point. Let your light so shine before men. Almost every school crest, college, school, in their crest or their flag, they have some picture of a lamp. It's called the lamp of learning. It's because light illuminates and education illuminates. And so many college and school crests have a lamp in it. This lamp in the verse Matthew 5:14, let your light so shine. It's not the light of learning, it's the light of your testimony. If you'll notice the first word in it, it says, let your light so shine. You're supposed to allow your light that was given to you at salvation to shine to others. The word let means you have to allow it. That means don't hinder it. Let your light shine. You should take verse number 14 literally. All right, go back two verses there. It says here, ye are the light of the world. You're a light. So when you got saved, God put His light in you. God is light, 1 John 1:5, and in Him is no darkness at all. So when you got saved, God, who is light, came inside of you, and God says, now that light is what's supposed to shine. You're to show the light of God's Word to the world. Let your light so shine before men. You're to let the light of God's Word shine through you as you obey God's Word. Obedience to God's Word. If you will obey what you've been taught, your obedience to God's Word lights the way for others to obey. Let your light so shine before men. You see, you've been taught to be pure and stay virgin until you're married. You've been taught that. You've been taught to listen to good music, not the filth of the world. You've been taught to work hard, not to be lazy and sap the system. You've been taught to respect your elders and listen to the godly counsel of older people. You've been taught to love the Lord. Let that light, in obeying the truths of the Word of God, let that light so shine to other people. Let other people see your obedience to the Word of God. That light that is in you, God says, let that light shine. This means live the truth of God's Word. I know that this is simple, but live the truth and tell the truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Set them apart through thy truth. John 17, thy word is truth. This book is what is truth. The whole world is wondering, well, what's true and what can we build our lives on? The Bible is what's true. And Jesus said, learn the truth. Live the truth. Teach the truth. Tell the truth. Stand for the truth. The truth you've been taught in the past will illuminate your future. Let your light so shine before men. This means let others know that you're saved. Let others know that you're saved. This means let others know what the Lord's done in your life. Could you take your Bible and go to Matthew chapter 16? I have a little bit till I get there, but you're in Matthew 5. Go to Matthew 16 and look at verse number 13. While you turn there, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding." God says, in all your ways acknowledge him. Well, how'd you make it through high school? Wow, you're only 17? You're not 18? Yeah, the Lord did that. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Wow, how were you able to do this in your life? The Lord helped me. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And that is letting your light shine to other men. Wow, how'd you get here? And wow, you're not on drugs. You know, that's kind of the Lord has kept me in all thy ways. Society is amazed at things nowadays. I remember our kids aren't perfect, praise God, but we've been to restaurants when they were little, and we've had several waitresses come up to us when we go to a restaurant and say, "Wow, we haven't seen kids act like your kids in a long time." That's a good testimony. Now, the dogged kids, they're small, and they go into a restaurant, and they get the same thing. "We haven't had kids act like your kids," and my mind goes back. Our kids aren't perfect, amen? They're human. But in letting their light shine, in all your ways, if you'll acknowledge him, how did this happen? How has it come to be in your life that you've been blessed and helped, and wow, you're not... God did this for me. Acknowledge him. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Let your light. God has created you and given you gifts and talents. I could say that to every person in the room tonight. But I, just as far as for you, God has created you and given you gifts and talents. Your light will be different than everybody else's light. Don't compare your light to somebody else's light. Just look at what God's done in your life. I love this passage in Matthew 16, verse number 13. It says here, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them," and I love this question, "But whom say ye that I am?" So he asked his disciples, he said, "What are you hearing the talk out in the community? Who do people say that I'm?" Oh, some say that you're John the Baptist, some say that you're Elijah. And then Jesus asked this probing question, "But who am I to you? Whom say ye that I am?" Who am I to you personally? Who Jesus is to you is your light. Who he is to you, what he is to you, your Savior, your God, your Creator, that is your light. To some, he's not their Savior. To you, who he is to you is your light. When I think of this verse, I think of John. Can you go there? We'll come back to Matthew, but go to John chapter 9. Your light is who the Lord is to you. Your love for the Lord is your light to the world. How much you love Jesus shines to other people. Your obedience is seen. Your love for the Lord, acknowledging him in all of your paths, in all of your ways, acknowledging him. It's because of him. I am nothing. I love the statement, like the Apostle Paul said, there's no good that dwells in me. Any good you ever see in me is the Lord Jesus. So who Jesus is to you is your light that others will see. I like this, and this blind man gets healed in John chapter 9. Look at verse number 24. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." I love verse 25. "He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. They were saying, how'd you get your eyesight? This man had sat begging, and Jesus comes by and spits and makes the clay and puts it on his eyes, and he goes and washes and comes seeing, and that had never happened before. And they said, who did this? He said, somebody said Jesus did. Don't say Jesus did it. He's a sinner. He said, look, he said, whether he's a sinner or not, he said, I don't know. I just know I used to be blind and now I see. Your light is who Jesus is to you. And to others, it doesn't matter who Jesus is. To you, your light is your love for the Lord because he's your Savior. I don't know I personally don't care what you think of Jesus. That has to be your testimony to the world. I just know for me, I used to be blind, but now I can see. Spiritually, he's my Savior. Your light. Let your light so shine. Your light is obedience to God's will. I read it at the start of the service, but can you go to Philippians chapter 3? Go to Philippians chapter 3 and watch this. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, look at verse number 10. I read this earlier and I want to point out to you verse number 12. Watch this, ready? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Look at verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. What's my purpose? If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I know that it's complicated, kind of, but when you look into it and you look at the sentence structure and you think of the truth there, he's saying, I was apprehended or seized or saved for a reason. Now, my goal in life, I want to apprehend or seize why I was seized. Jesus saved me for a purpose. He apprehended me for a purpose. And I want to seize the will of God and find out why did... I know He created me and I know He saved me, but I want to live for the will of God. Why did He save me? You got 70 years to live on this earth. And then when it's done, your life will be the sum total of success or failure based on how you did God's will. Paul said, I'm pressing, what consumes me is, dear God, why did you save me? And you find that out as you read the Bible and as you pray and as you live for God's will. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you doing this? You don't understand. To be able to say this to somebody is very helpful. This is God's will for my life. Well, how come you're not doing this? You'd get more money if you do this. God saved me to do this. And before I die, I have to do... This is my destiny. This is God's will for my life. I want to seize the reason I was seized. I want to lay hold on that. That's the best way I can tell you how a Christian is supposed to live for the will of God. If you will live for the will of God, that lets everybody know, I'm not here to do my own thing. I'm here to live for God. And God saved me to do a reason. That doesn't necessarily mean a pastor or a missionary. It might include that, but it doesn't mean that. It means I want to do what I was saved to do. I think there's a lot in that verse. Let your light so shine before men. How do you do that? Looking to obey the will of God. And there's a lot of teaching in our humanistic society nowadays. Well, just do what you want to do. What you want to do and what God wants you to do many times is not the same. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it's not. Most Christians will take what their flesh wants to do and then they'll say, well, God wants me to do this. And they don't. The will of God is not important to them. There's some wonderful Christians, but you should hear, use this as a springboard, and I hope this helps you and motivates you. Next, in letting your light so shine before men, Jesus was referring, if you're going to shine, Jesus was referring to an oil lamp, a lamp that had a wick and an oil reservoir. The fuel or the power of the lamp was olive oil. The power of your light is the Holy Spirit. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." You can't shine without the Holy Spirit's power. If men ever see your good works, it will be because you yielded to the Holy Spirit and you let God fill you. It won't be because of your personality. Your personality will only take you so far in life. Your talents will only take you so far in life. And God has ways of bringing all of us to the end of ourself, to where once we've done all our personality and talents can do, God says, "Now you can trust me." And that is where you get filled, when you run out of you. Amen? Okay? When you let God fill you with His power. Jesus said, "Wait in the city, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." A dark world needs you to shine your light. Let your light so shine before men. You must shine your light to lost men. Your light will show other people how to be saved. That brings glory to your Father. Jesus said in John 15:8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple." How do I glorify Him? I don't glorify Him by saying, "I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord." And all that trance garbage. You glorify God by bearing fruit. And the fruit of another Christian is another Christian. And that happens when they see your light. When you let your light shine before men. You'll also need to shine to believers. I like 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." You have no idea what your testimony means as a young person. When so many college-age students are living in drugs and immorality and for self, and it is a hedonistic society where pleasure is the end, when you as a young person, I don't care if it's your teenagers, when you live for God, and you say, "I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to do what the book says. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to do this." It draws attention because our society is so dark. It's not that you're so wonderful. It's just so few are doing it. Let your light so shine. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Be an example of the believers. When the people in our church see the young people in our church living for God. I'll be truthful with you. You all sitting on the front row is a blessing to me. You don't have to. I understand that. You can sit on the back row if you want. But I enjoy that. I enjoy that. I don't want to give you the big head. I just want to say thank you. Because you know how many churches I've been in where the teenagers sit on the back row? And then they play all through the service. And they're doing this and writing notes and all that garbage. It's a real testimony for you to sit up front. And I just want you to know I don't take it for granted, and I appreciate that. Thank you. And do you know what it means? Do you know what it means to the older people in our church when you sit up front? It means a lot. Be thou an example of the believers. Be an example. You say, "But I'm just young." Let no man despise thy youth. No, I'm young and I may be inexperienced, but I'm trying and I have a heart for God. That encourages the older Christians. That encourages the older Christians. That's letting your light so shine before men. Then that verse, Matthew 5:16, that they may see your good works. I basically just told you, you're being watched. What glorifies God is when the Lord can work through you. Your testimony contains your good works, your good deeds, your faithfulness to church. It's important. Your soul winning is important. Your work ethic is important. Your honesty is important. Your love for others is important. I think when our kids have been able to. I know some people, I've heard some people say this. The job where I work, there's six other employees, and I've gotten to witness to every one of them and led all of them to the Lord. If you can do that, I think that's great. But that doesn't happen very often. I will say this. I'm not here to praise my own kids tonight, but when they've gotten people from their work site here to church, it speaks volumes. Because your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. And when they see you work, and they see you not steal, and they see you not badmouth the boss, they see there's something different. Okay, I'll try your church. I'll try your church. And we've had a few people come here from my kids' workplaces and get saved. That's called letting your light so shine. Well, where do you go to church at? Okay, I don't normally go to church, but I'll try yours. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your love for others is important. It isn't so that they can think that you're important or wonderful. But it's so that they can, the whole purpose of Matthew, our text verse tonight, Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The whole purpose is I want God to get the glory. I want to glorify the Lord. You say, you're a preacher. You should be able to look at everyone in your family and everyone you work with and say, I want you to bring glory to my Lord. The reason you should want to do what you do is so that other people can glorify the Lord. If you will look to obey this verse, it'll control your decisions and keep you from making stupid mistakes. I've heard people say, I know I shouldn't have hung around with the wrong crowd, but that one night, and in one night, their life has changed forever. I don't care whether it was, I didn't know they were going to rob a bank. I was just sitting in the back car. And that person went to jail for the next 7 years for being accomplice to a crime. I didn't know. I was just, you knew you shouldn't have been hanging around the wrong crowd. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. There are people that your Christian education, we were trying to teach you how to live, not how to make a living. There are people with money who are miserable. They know how to make a living, but they don't know how to live. They don't know how to hold their marriage together. They don't know how to live for the Lord. They don't know how to be happy. They really thought money would make them happy. And they learned how to make a living, but they didn't know how to live. Know the difference between your needs and your wants. Remember that what you have, what you've been taught, remember what you've been taught about sexual purity. It'll help you be happy. It'll help you be happy. Remember what you've been taught about tithing. It'll help you be happy. Realize that you must be yielded to the Holy Spirit so that your attitude can shine and bring glory to God. Matthew 5:16, our text verse tonight. Let your light so shine to others, to men, before men, that they may see your good works, and because of what they see, glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I can't think of a better charge to a graduating high school student. Let your light so shine before men that they'll see it and glorify your heavenly Father. And I think there's something in here for all of us tonight, and I hope that this has been an encouragement. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and Lord, how you charge us and command us. You said, don't hide the light under a bushel. That's such a waste. But let it give light to all the people in the room. I pray that, Father, please, you'd help us as your people to let our light shine, the light you gave us at salvation. Please bless these people. Help us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. The piano's going to play. Let's all stand. The altar's open. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I'm not doing it to be seen, but if they are seen, then I want my works to glorify God. That's my purpose. You say, well, you're a pastor. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to let your light shine to other people so that they see it and glorify God. That's what we're supposed to live for. I'm trying to seize or apprehend that for which I've been apprehended. Jesus saved me for a reason. It wasn't to eat, sleep, and excrete. It was to live. I'm supposed to accomplish something for God before I die. I'm supposed to live for the Lord. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Father, please help us tonight. Let us use this truth throughout the week. And Lord, call it to our remembrance, please, as your people. Thank you for each testimony that's in here tonight. Thank you for each person that's in church. I pray that, Father, you would strengthen us and help us as your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all end with a victory song. Go to number 9. We sang it this morning. Number 9, God can do anything but fail. Number 9 in your songbook. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail.